coast to coast and border to border. It's Tailgate Radio.
Hey there, Tailgate Nation, the Grill Sergeant John Largent. Welcome to episode number 84, blasting this show to all 50 states, all provinces in Canada, 52 countries across the globe, and I'm blasting it from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm inside my hotel room at the Flamingo Hotel. I'm taking care of some business here. The Flamingo, one of those iconic hotels and casinos in Las Vegas. I love seeing the pictures of Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., so many of the legends of Vegas, Elvis Presley, Evel Knievel. There's so much history about this place. And of course, it's not one of the newer locales in Sin City, but man, it's got so much history. And I love this hotel. I stay here every time I come. It's just, I've probably stayed here, probably total number of days. I've probably stayed here 60 days in my lifetime. I'm not a big gambler. I mean, I do gamble a little, but I'm not a big gambler. I have a lot of work that I do out here, and I always find that for some reason, you find something that you're comfortable with, and you, if you're like me, you're a creature of habit, and so every time I come out here to Las Vegas, I stay at the Flamingo, and so I'm excited to be here, but more than that, I'm excited to be talking to you. We've got a great show this week. We have the CEO of Tailgate Tour USA. His name is Michael Randall, and he's going to tell us about his endeavor that he's embarking upon. I won't go into too much detail, but he's going to be living the lifestyle because they're taking an RV across the country, or at least across part of the country, and are going to be doing college football games on Saturdays and pro football games on Sunday. And he's going to have some great information to share with us about Tailgate Tour USA. And you can check them out over at Twitter at Tailgate Tour USA and at their website at Tailgate Tour USA. So before you hit that play button to listen to his interview, you might want to go over and check out their website and see what they're all about, and then listen to the podcast to have that as a roadmap to what you need to do to get involved with these guys. So we're super excited to have Michael Randall on this week. And I want to remind everybody, as I do every week, to check out our website at Tailgate Radio, tailgateradio.com, over at our Twitter page at Tailgate Radio. And we're getting ready to do a spring giveaway. You know, in the fall, we gave away Daryl S. From some Magnolia, Texas, I think, won a great party pack, including a grill and some rub and some charcoal and just a bunch of cool stuff. We're going to do it again this spring. We're going to have different gifts that we're going to give, and we're going to give you more details about that. But what you have to do to be enrolled is to go over and join our Twitter page. And everyone that joins between March 3rd and August 31st is going to be enrolled. And then we're going to do a giveaway in early September so that you can get ready for football season. So would encourage you to head over to our Twitter page and join our Twitter universe, our Twitter sphere, whatever the cool vernacular is with Twitter, and join us. Because it's a great community. It's a great community to be a part of because you're with like-minded people that do a lot of the same things that you do. Whether you're a novice, as we used to say when we were touring regularly, whether you've got a hibachi and a hatchback or a $500,000 RV, you're a tailgater. And tailgating in its truest form transcends income, age, race, socioeconomic standing. If you're out in the parking lot and you've got fire and you've got meat and you've got beer, that's what it's all about, baby. That's what it's all about. And if you're not a drinker, you can have other things out there as well. Or if you're, you know, if you're highbrow like they are at the Grove, you got your fine china, you got your hot toddies, you've got your fine china and white tablecloth. So however you do it, we don't care. We're just glad you're doing it. We're glad you're out there. So take advantage. Join our Twitter. Be a part of the conversation and automatically be enrolled in that giveaway this fall. We're actually going to do it at the end of the summer. So we would encourage you to do that. When we come back from the break, we're going to have Michael Randall, the CEO of Tailgate Tour USA, and he's going to tell us all about why he is going to have a blast this fall and wants you guys to get involved. So with that being said, we'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this. But first,
time is right to use a spud spot. Boiling spots make it fast and nice. Crispy on the outside, fluffy in the middle. Don't you just love the spud spot?
Spud spot's the original food-grade stainless steel 6-inch baking potato perfection system. It's made right here in the USA. The spud spots, along with our gourmet potato skin rubs and everyday seasonings, are perfect for baking, barbecuing, cookouts, grilling, steaming. They're good for indoor and outdoor kitchens, campers, RVs, tailgating, barbecue lovers, brats, sausages, and perfect holiday gifts for that special loved one. Just a nail? I don't think so. The Spud Spikes Baked Potato Perfection System. Buy it online now at spudspikes.com. That's spudspikes.com.
It's right to use a Spud Spike. Your oil and spice and make it fast and nice. It's crispy.
And welcome back to Tailgate Radio, everybody, to the Girl Sergeant John Largent. And I'm real excited to have our guest on this week. He's the CEO at Tailgate Tour USA. Welcome into Tailgate Radio, Mr. Michael Randall. Welcome in.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks for having me on your show.
Everybody loves to tailgate, especially the people that listen to Tailgate Radio. But you guys have taken the next step. Tell me a little bit about Tailgate Tour USA.
Well, you're right. Tailgating is a great concept. People love to do it. Heck, most of the people that go to the games don't even, you know, they just go there to tailgate. They're not even going to the event. So with Tailgate Tour USA, we're trying to just really touch base with the tailgaters. You know, we want to bring a brand, different brands to the tailgate arena that and makes the tailgating area even more fun with the fun. We supply games. We supply music. We supply food sampling, demonstrations, tastings, and, of course, contests. We have a huge concept this year with a great concept for the ultimate fan giveaway. And we're really excited to tell you a little bit about that. And people, all they have to do is come out for the Tailgate Tour this year. They can register to win not only two tickets to the NCAA championship game that's going to be held in Tampa, Florida, but they're also going to win two tickets to Super Bowl 51 in Houston, Texas. So what a great giveaway for Tailgate Tour USA and the tailgaters to come out free to the public. And we'll be posting every location where we're going to be at. And they can come out, listen to a live band, taste great foods, food demonstrations, have some fun with some games, and just have a fun time before they head into the stadium.
I have to ask you, how did you come up with this concept, or what was your inspiration for starting Tailgate Tour USA?
Well, talking with a lot of former players and former players not only the NCAA and NFL, which I did, marketing for NFL players for 6 years. And I have some great friends, including the famous Lee Steinberg from Jerry Maguire. And Lee will be out at a couple of our events, too, and show you the food. And we're going to have some fun with this. And we just decided to take some of the brands and out there, some major companies, which we're going to release pretty soon, and just supply the tailgaters with these products, have them demonstrate different tailgate tools, different tailgate operations, but also taste these foods and then incorporate food. Because let's face it, tailgating is a party, and that's our slogan. The party is here. We're open for the families. We're open for the fans. We're wanting a great atmosphere where people can come down free of charge, walk into our tailgate arena, taste some great foods, watch some great demonstrations, listen to some great music, and play some great games before they head to the stadium, and a chance to win some great prizes. So we're trying to incorporate this in to our tour this year, and we're excited about it to kick it off this September.
What are some of the things that drew you to the tailgating space? Because there are a lot of different ways to engage the fans. So what was it specifically that really created this opportunity for you guys over at Tailgate Tour USA?
You know, the biggest thing, being tailgating and going to all the stadiums. I've been to every single stadium in the NFL and a lot of stadiums in the NCAA. And it is just the best environment you can possibly be in. The fans are great. They treat you like you're one of theirs. Everyone's trying this. Everyone's trying that. The atmosphere is unbelievable. Tailgaters, in my opinion, are the best people in this country that makes this country great. They're out there 6 to 7, 8 hours before kickoff. And I always said, you know, if you're excited about getting new grill items for your grill, you might be a tailgater. These guys and gals just, they totally go out. And it's so much fun because watching them, it's just like a different atmosphere. They're trying to beat the next guy next to them. They think they have the best atmosphere, the best tailgate, and then someone comes in and sets them up a little bit better. Then they plan for next year of beating that person. It's so much fun to watch these things set up and the environment they really present. And then I tie it in with the Hall of Fame fans from the NFL and all the different cities. And it's just it's a touchdown because people are there to have a great time. And that's where Tailgate Tour USA started. And we just want to make it a party. And that's why our slogan, once again, I hate to be redundant, the party is here. We want a great fan and tailgater experience. Show the tailgaters some different products to enhance the tailgating experience. That's it. Connecting the brand to the tailgaters and increasing the tailgater awareness and the process of a true tailgater.
Yeah, we used to always call that the tailgater touch point. Anytime you can put a product in front of a tailgater at the place where they can actually use it, you've really created a unique experience for them. And so I fully support what you guys are doing. I remember a gentleman, I was in Tampa, Florida last year, and it was toward the end of the season, and of course the Buccaneers didn't have a great season, but I was out in the parking lot with them, and he said, you know what, it doesn't matter what the score is inside the stadium because everybody wins in the parking lot, and he was absolutely right.
You're 100% right. I mean, the tailgaters, when you know, you look at different statistics, most people drive 91 plus miles to a tailgate. And the numbers are increasing. And the biggest thing that we try to tell the brands and the corporations out there, it's a $1 billion industry that no one's wrapped their arms around it. And all we're trying to do is enhance it, have a fun experience. And for the brands, if you have a product that you're trying to reach people, not only get their information, but to sell your product, a product launch, then Tailgate Tour USA is for you. Because we not only staff each booth with a professional Tailgate Tour staff employee that understands your brand and does exactly what you want us to do. What a great experience to have the people that are going to be using your product, having your product right in front of them on game day when their atmosphere is about fun. Their guard is down and they're wanting to buy. They're looking at the product. They're tasting the product. I mean, when you look at Costco and Sam's Club out there in the world, we've all been there. Everyone's sitting there saying, yeah, I go there just to get the samples. Exactly, because what you're doing is the most brands want to just get the liquid to the lips and tasting. Because if you taste it and you like it, you're going to buy it. And that's what Tailgate Tour USA's concept is. We want people to touch it. We want people to understand how it works. We want people to taste it and sample this, the different wines, the different liquors, the different foods, the different spices, show how the different grills work. So it's a huge concept that we employ 6 to 7 hours before kickoff. And at the same time, it's a party.
I'm here with Michael Randall from Tailgate Tour USA. And it sounds like everything is gearing up for the fall tour. When do you think you're going to have your maiden voyage on the Tailgate Tour USA this season?
Well, our first week, we actually kick off the Tailgate Tour USA. Our 53-foot brand-new RV will be completely wrapped with our Tailgate Tour USA logo. And you can go to our website, www.tailgatetourusa.com. Check it all out. But we'll be in South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina, 9/17/16. The Gamecocks take on East Carolina. And then the following day, we're in Carolina watching the 49ers and Panthers. So from week one all the way to week seven, we're in a college and then a pro game. And then we end our tour this year with the national championship January 2nd, 17 in Tampa, Florida. And then we're off to Super Bowl 51 February 7th. In Houston, Texas. So we're doing 7 college and 7 pro, and including the national championship and the Super Bowl. So it's 8 college and 8 professional games total of 16 games on this tour.
You know, one of the things that's real interesting to me is that, and I'm the same way, I always equate tailgating with football season, but the fact is tailgating is a year-long activity. Do you envision Tailgate Tour USA becoming an annual or a year-long tour opportunity, or are you going to strictly focus on football at this time?
No, you're 100% right. Tailgating is a year-long year-long thing. We're starting off the tour with the NCAA and NFL. We wanted, you know, today is Derby Day. I mean, what better tailgating with the Kentucky Derby up in Kentucky right now? They're tailgating and having their mint juleps and so much fun up there in Kentucky. And we want to be able to go not only to some NASCAR events, we want to like to go to some soccer events. We want to go to the Kentucky Derby. We want to go to a lot of different events the course of the year to bring that tailgating experience of fun, food, fans, and ultimate fun with music, live entertainment, games, and contests. So a true family event where people can come and just have a great time, and it's a party. And that's all we're trying to do.
Michael, before we go, how can people connect with Tailgate Tour USA on the web and learn more about what you guys are doing?
All right, appreciate it. TailgateTourUSA.com is our website. You can also follow us on Pinterest, Instagram, Twitter, and of course Facebook and YouTube. We're all there ready to connect with the fans, and we'd love to hear from you. We're going to be posting recipes. We'll be posting videos. We'll be posting photos. We'll be posting a lot of things and show you where we're going to be, and we'll do it all throughout the year. So if you guys have any input, advice, we'd love to hear from you. But just check out tailgatetourusa.com, and you can also email us at info@tailgatetourusa.com. But like I said, we're going to be going to North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee, Florida, and Texas for this tour this year. And hopefully next year we can take it all across the United States, starting out in Oakland, California, and work our way back to the East Coast.
Well, I'd love to catch up with you guys on the road and maybe do a live version of Tailgate Radio with you guys on tour. That would be a blast.
Well, you know what? We would love that for our whole opener. We might have a few special guests, including some former players, current players, and some agents in the NFL out there. Like I said, my good friend Lee Steinberg will be showing the food. So we're going to have celebrity guests doing some demonstrations with the different products that we're going to incorporate. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, Michael, I want to thank you so much for coming into Tailgate Radio this week, and we wish you guys all the best. One more time, how can they connect with you guys? And I know a lot of companies that have either been sponsors of our show or have sent their product for us to review are out there listening and would probably, if they're smart, would want to engage with you guys so that they can get their product in front of those folks during your tour. So once again, how can they contact you?
Well, we'd love to have those different products out there and show them the value of this tour. And it's all about return on their investment. And this is the best vehicle to be out there in front of these future customers. But please go to tailgatetourusa.com. And you can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and Pinterest. We look forward to hearing from you. And like I said, our phone number, if you want to reach us by regular phone, is 239-877-3897, and also our tailgatetourusa.com 24/7.
That's Michael Randall. He's the CEO of Tailgate Tour USA. Michael, thank you for coming in to Tailgate Radio this week, and we wish you all the best.
I appreciate you having us. Look forward to bringing back on with you in the upcoming tailgate season. So we'll see you guys in the parking lot, and like I said, the party is here.
You ever wanted to be a grill master? Hi, everybody. This is the Grill Sergeant John Largo in Tailgate Training Camp. And if you've ever wanted to have that experience that you need to become the master of your grill, you need to be watching the Outdoor Cooking Channel. The Outdoor Cooking Channel features some of the best barbecue pit masters in the country today with great how-to tips, demonstrations, and full episodes where they're cooking some of their favorite dishes. So head over to the Outdoor Cooking Channel. Right now, you can find it at outdoorcookingchannel.com. Or on Roku at the Outdoor Cooking Channel. Do it today. Tell them the Grill Sergeant sent you. TheOutdoorCookingChannel.com.
All right, folks, that's going to about wrap it up from here in Las Vegas, Nevada this week at the Flamingo. I'm about to go downstairs and grab a nice steak. I think there's a good steakhouse downstairs. So I'm going to grab a steak, and while I'm doing that, I want you guys to remember to check us out at tailgateradio.com and also join that Twitter between now and August 31st, and you're going to be automatically enrolled in our big giveaway at the end of the summer. So we'll have more details about what we're actually giving away. But if it's free and it's coming to you and you don't have to pay for it, I would load up anyway. So get on board. If this is your first time to listen, this is what you get at Tailgate Radio. We give away free shit, and you don't have to sign up for anything. We just want you to be part of the community. Oh, and by the way, as I said earlier, send us some recipes. Let us find out who's really doing it upright. And if you do, we will send you a care package of King of the Grill Rub-All from our good friend Jonathan Joss, who was John Redcorn on King of the Hill cartoon, The Voice, for 14 years. And also on Parks and Rec, he was the chief of the Wamapoke tribe. He's a great guy, and he has a fantastic rub-all. So here, we're giving away more stuff. Sign up. We're not, when you do it on Twitter, we don't have your information anyway. So we're not asking, we don't spam you, we don't use your information for some nefarious activity. We just want to give you things for being a listener of our show. That's what we do. So as we say here, every week, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot.
You've been listening to the Tailgate Radio Network. Any rebroadcast without the express written consent of Major League Beer Pong is strictly prohibited.